You cannot make progress without making decisions. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 15 difficult decisions we all have to make at some point. Enjoy.
There's a truth in this simple idea when faced with a hard decision. Flip a coin. Why? Because if the coin lands on heads and you're silently disappointed it wasn't tails, you know which decision you need to make. We've all come to a point in our lives when we have to make a tough choice. Some of you might already have made tough decisions, and some might still be in the pipeline. But just know that no one is exempt from making hard choices in life. Number one, do you study further or just start working? We know this is a hard choice to make, and unfortunately, we can't make it for you. We suggest writing a list of pros and cons for either decision. Pro for studying further, you could find a higher paying job when you're finished studying. A con of studying further, your student loan will take longer to pay off. Pro for working over studying, you start to earn money right away, if you're lucky enough to find a job. Con for working instead of studying, it's very difficult to get back into studying if you've decided to further your education later. Truthfully, there is no right or wrong decision. You have to do what works best for you at the time. If you can accept that part, you leave little room for regret about either decision you make. Number two, do you follow your passion or do you follow the money? They say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you, well, you fill in the gap. It's not a completely bad idea to follow the money. Just don't lose who you are when you do it. Take your passions and your strengths with you and learn to love what you do. If you're going to find a job every day that literally sucks out your soul, it's time to rethink things. It's never too late to make a change. If your passion isn't putting food on the table and you're constantly fraught with anxiety because you don't know where your next paycheck is coming, that passion will quickly become a nightmare. Instead, you could follow the money and have a side hustle where you let your passion shine. Money is often the means you need to fund your passion, and that's okay. Balance is everything, and with time, you will strike your perfect balance. Number three, where do you choose to settle? In the words of Selena Gomez, the heart knows what it wants. But in the case of deciding where to settle, what if the heart doesn't know what it wants? What then? Once you see things in black and white, it can help tremendously in making the decision. For starters, what kind of budget do you have? No point wanting to live in Knightsbridge if your budget is screaming Shepherd's Bush. What are the taxes like? Can you get to work easily? Number four, will you get married or cohabitate? To marry or not to marry, that is the question. And with the changing landscape of our world now, many people are opting for the latter. There are many decisions why this hard choice is cropping up more frequently than previous decades. Women and men are looking to be educated and financially stable before entering marriage, which often delays marriage. By that time, many partners have already been living together unmarried, so choose to remain that way. There are more laws than there used to be protecting rights of couples that are cohabitating and not married. Plus, it could save legal costs down the line. Number five, will you get a prenup if you do choose to get married? We get it. You've made the decision to get married and you literally have stars in your eyes every time you look at your partner. Then it's time to start making some decisions about your prenup before the big day and you're both so in love you genuinely believe it's not needed because you'll be together forever. Well, consider what Alec Baldwin said. If you do get married, get a prenup. It's not about money. It's about having a document that states how you'll dissolve your marriage while you still have a shred of respect for each other. Number six, do you want to have children or not? No doubt about it, deciding whether to have children or not is a tough decision. People might tell you you'll regret it later in life if you don't have a baby, but if you've thought it through and you're at peace with your decision, you won't have regrets later in life. The thing with having a child is you can write pros and cons till you're blue in the face, but nothing will prepare you for having that child. There are so many unknowns. Leaving it to fate is not advisable by experts because that will leave you doubtful at times, especially when you're struggling or having a low episode once baby is already there. It's not like you can send them back to where they came from. At least if you've made a decision either for or against children, your decision is substantiated, and you can lean on that when you're feeling wobbly. Number 7. When will you start your family? As if making the decision to have children or not wasn't enough, now it's time to decide when you're going to have children. Most people like to have everything in place. You're the right age. Check. Nice house with a garden. Check. Steady income. Check. Great relationship. Check. Reliable car. Check. But the reality is, you could have all of your boxes ticked. There's never really a right or wrong time to begin your family. Some will advise you to just enjoy yourself, and if it happens naturally, great. Ask anyone who's tried to make a baby according to a tight time schedule, and you'll soon realize how the novelty can quickly wear off. Number 8. How do you raise your children? Having a baby is a huge game changer in relationships, and as cute and adorable as what babies are, they can cause havoc in a once calm and peaceful environment. Getting used to a lack of sleep is one thing, but there are so many other variables that people don't consider when having a baby, and one of them is how to raise your child. You could be one of those people who leans toward free-range parenting, but your partner is more the helicopter type of individual. The best way to make this decision is to ensure you and your partner hash it out before the kids arrive. If you're not on the same page, then get counseling or guidance so that by the time the baby arrives, you're well on your way to making great parenting decisions together.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.